initial stage of capitalism until 1970, capitalism has been improving quality of life and environmental performance. But since 1990, through the globalization based on neoliberalism, is worsening quality of life and also worsening the ecological sustainability. So now is the time to think about how to improve the conventional economics. And the main conclusion is the free market system that is not paying the price of carbon and not paying the proper price for the human wage is a main reason. You can think about, for example, the platform workers, right? Platform economy workers, right? Who are the riders, bike riders are delivering the things, right? Ubers and like, they are not getting the right pay and no job security. So these kind of things are making the social quality of life and the ecological system getting worse and worse. So this is the time we have to think about how to improve the free market to become a sustainable market. At the moment, there's no way for the consumers to pay for the carbon. That's the problem. Even though some student like you wants to join and support the climate action, but there's no way you can do it. That is the problem, and that's why I'm proposing we have to introduce a system where people can pay for it. So personally determined contribution, I call it PDC. So we have to design. Now I'm starting a job to design how to design in Korea, and I hope to work with you, MSU, to start what kind of how to design that kind of payment system so that this money can be used for green industry, green technology, and green jobs for your future. That depends on how where we invest this money. The money I'm talking about, the voluntary carbon pay, is not just a donation, it's not just throwing away, but it's, the money will be used as a climate financing to be used for renewable energy technology, green technology, and many other technological innovations. So it will create a new industry, a new job. That is my argument. So that's why it's an incentive for you to pay for it, because it is for your personal future, like a job, and also saving the climate for your own survival. I'm proposing voluntary scheme. I'm not asking low-paid people, low-income people, to pay for this. They don't have to. There are many people who are rich and well-to-do. But even for those people, there's no way these people can pay for it. So I'm talking about those who are willing to do it. Even the amount can be decided by them. They can decide $1, $10, $100, up to them. So it's a completely voluntary scheme, depending on their willingness. Producers are making it because buyers are buying it. If you don't buy it, if the consumers are not using it, they will not make it. So ultimate, final responsibility is the consumers. So if you change, if you don't buy some product which is a lot polluting, then they will not make it. So ultimate responsibility is the consumers.